WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
Massive SpaceX fail, 90 miles above Earth, a 403-foot-long Starship rocket shut down, spun out of control, then exploded. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Orlando, where it was seen from the ground.
The breakup of the ship illuminating the sky from Florida to the Caribbean. Brett Boswick and his family were on their boat near the Bahamas watching the launch.
We saw a very sudden big explosion, a fireball.
The FAA ordering ground stops at four major Florida airports because of the debris.
It's a day of disruptions at the busiest train station in France after an unexploded World War II bomb was found not far from the busy Gare du Nord in Paris. The U.S. economy is predicted to have created 160,000 jobs last month, but the February unemployment numbers out shortly do not take into account all of the Trump administration's firings and layoffs of federal employees. The 25% tariffs on most Mexican and Canadian goods suspended for now. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court this week heard a landmark case on whether or not users looking to access porn online should be required to verify their ages. ABC's Devin Dwyer breaks down the arguments.
The ACLU has come out against this and said, look, whatever you think about porn, asking consenting adults to view this material, to have to surrender information in this online age of hackers and privacy concerns is a bridge too far. The parental groups and advocacy groups say the technology has actually caught up and can prevent any sort of hack because there are third-party apps that will check your age without storing any information.
Parents groups trying to stop children from accessing X-rated sites. An extra hour of daylight beginning this weekend. Daylight saving time begins at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, even though some worry about it a lot. Some doctors say switching the clocks up twice a year is bad for our health and our circadian rhythms. They want us to pick one time and stick to it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that now?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that now?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers blank the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers shut out the Oakland A's last night 10-0 in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy asked if the crew can make the playoffs again this year.
Of course. course we can. We have in the past, and we can again.
College basketball, Marquette getting ready to host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum tomorrow. The Badgers take on Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The UWM Panthers losing at home to Oakland, 72-64 in the Horizon League tournament, ending their season at 21-11. And Mason Crosby retiring today as a Packer. He only played for one other team, the Giants, after leaving Green Bay.
I'm so grateful for the Packers allowing me to let me retire and be done and be a Packer forever, because that's where my heart is. And I hope everybody knows that I did play 3 games one other place, but I will be a Green Bay Packer forever.
That's former Packers kicker Mason Crosby with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 30s to low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 40s, close to 50 by Sunday. We're talking highs near 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. That is coming your way. Also, Pete Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful morning.
We got a new act. It's phenomenal.
It's sensational.
It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
It is 6 minutes
past the hour, and we've got cloudy skies, a few flurries earlier. Might see a little bit of that today, the high near 40. Right now, 32 degrees. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo of Madison, Verlo Mattress of Madison. They have the mismatch sale going on right now. Biggest sale of the year, mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now for an additional 10% savings off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.com is their website. That's Verlo.com. And they have two locations in Madison, east side and west side. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Okay. And now it's time to get to our news of the day, big stories. And
big stories.
Joining us now, Savannah Tomei Olson. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes, we made it to Friday.
Oh, man. These are long weeks, you know, considering what the administration is doing. But anyway.
You got some big stories here.
What are the big stories here, at least for even Dane County? This is a big one.
Yeah, so Madison and the Dane County Clerk's Office are being sued because of those 193 absentee ballots that went uncounted in November. If you remember, the Madison City Clerk's Office found the ballots. The first batch they found like days after the election. The second they found like 2 weeks after the election. But they didn't alert city officials until a month later. And I think that's a real point of contention for the mayor's office and other city leaders. So now the nonprofit Law Forward is filing a class action lawsuit, basically representing whoever of these 193 voters would like to sign on because they were deprived of their right to vote. And they're asking for $175,000 in damages per person. So we'll see how this moves forward.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a pretty serious breach. And it's an amazing something like that could happen. But I've seen stories like this all over the country, you know, where they just find ballots later on. But this is going one step further, getting some compensation for it. So, well, we'll see what happens on that, huh?
On top of that, there's the Wisconsin Elections Commission decided to open an investigation into Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzelbell. So they're going to talk about that today at 10 o'clock. They could do anything from recommend changes that the clerk's office should do to prevent this in the future to even determine that a law was broken and reach out to criminal authorities. So it'll be interesting to see what they decide there.
All right. So a meeting 10 o'clock this morning.
Wisconsin Elections Commission.
We'll find out more, I guess, at that point. You know, we've got a primary coming, not a primary election coming up in April. Tell us about that.
Well, when it comes to spring elections, lots of the time we don't know who's on the ballot.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
It looked like Brad Schimmel only had like 60% name recognition. 40% of people didn't have an opinion of him. Susan Crawford, there were only like 52% of people who didn't have an opinion on her.
And this is according to the Marquette poll that just came out?
Yeah, just came out. Two-thirds of people don't have an opinion of Jill Underly, our current state superintendent, and more than 70% of people didn't have an opinion of her right-leaning challenger, Brittany Kinzer. So people have some time. We're 3.5 weeks out at this point, and lots of ads are going to be in our faces in those next 3 weeks. But it's always interesting to see just how many people haven't don't really know how they're going to vote and don't know how they feel about the candidates running at this point.
That's right. Yeah. And a lot
stunning.
A lot of ads, fake ads. Progress 2028 is doing ads for Susan Crawford. Susan Crawford. And and they're a fake group sponsored by Elon Musk. You know, positioning Crawford as somebody who backs certain policies on the left that are controversial to a lot of voters. So it's kind of a roundabout way of muddying the waters a little bit. And these are issues that she's never really come out and supported herself publicly anyway. Right. All right.
Yeah. It's interesting to see, you know, what all that money can do to a race.
Oh, right. I know. I know.
And
what about daylight saving time? You have a little story here.
This weekend.
Okay, guys. Happy Friday. News you can use. Okay. I love the little tidbits like this. So we'll spring our clocks forward early Sunday morning. And usually you hear officials, especially like fire departments, say, okay, change the – this is also a good time to change the batteries in your smoke detectors, right?
Sure.
Here in the city of Madison, you don't really need to do that unless they're not all up to code, basically. Because for the last 15 years, Madison has required smoke detectors where the batteries last about a decade. And when the battery dies, you just take the whole thing out and replace it. So you don't need to switch those batteries this weekend.
Perfect.
Great.
Well, let's hope everybody's up to code.
Yes.
You know, I tried to
not
bring
a bad
my,
idea to check
I tried
them.
To bring my home up to code, you know, and then I got not only just, you know, 10-year batteries, but they communicate with each other.
Is that what do you mean they communicate?
Well, I don't know.
They talk to each other?
Yes, they talk to each other.
If smoke detectors.
If one downstairs says there's a fire, there's a fire. Yeah. The other one's going to say there's a fire.
Really?
Yeah, it's and it's really irritating. I made a big mistake with that one.
Okay. All right. Savannah, thank you very much. We appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you again soon. Have a
great weekend, guys.
All right, you too.
That's Savannah Tomei-Olson, our WMDX news person. It is now 12 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255, 879-TALK. Yes,
hey, John.
Sam?
Yes. So we were just talking about the election with Savannah, and I hopped on myvote.wi.gov to see what all was on my ballot for this upcoming election, because there's actually a lot more than I expected to be. There's more than just the Supreme Court race. Are you familiar that there's another constitutional amendment on the ballot?
You know, I just heard about this yesterday.
I think,
give me the general.
Well, they're working to try and codify voter ID into the Constitution now.
Yes, that's right. Yes. You know, and it's awful that we haven't brought that up. We should really make sure that this does not get codified in the Constitution, because, you know, then we've always talked about this, you know, the birth certificate matching your current ID. And a lot of people don't have that matching at all because they have maiden names, they have their married name now, and they obviously don't match. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a real problem. And not only that, it's not just so much you change your name because you got married, but then it gets confusing, and some bureaus have different names listed, and sometimes you even mixed up the names at these selective bureaus.
Right.
So it's really a mess, And they know this. And what they're trying to do is kind of gently ease women out of voting. That's basically it. So we should be talking about this amendment, this constitutional amendment here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we'll have to do more coverage of that.
Yeah.
You know, actually, Rocker is in the studio. He's going to be in about a half hour here or less with a Maxine preview. But he brought a story to our attention.
Yes.
And I was doing a little checking on this. This is from Daily Beast. Pete Hegseth, you know, he's the head of the Department of Defense now. Sharp-looking guy. Worked at Fox News on weekends. You know, he dresses nicely. He dresses got slick back hair.
Like he's from the 60s.
Got a lot of tattoos. Anyway. Pete Hegseth, he did something. Going back in history, World War II, Enola Gay. That was the name of the plane that dropped the big one on Hiroshima, right? A big nuclear. Okay, so listen to this. In Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's quest to nix all diversity, equity, and inclusion content, some photos on the Pentagon's website and online posts appear to be marked for deletion just because they include the word gay, because of Enola Gay, the plane that dropped the big one. So they're combing. This is, again, probably AI helping them out with this, right? So one such case, the Associated Press reported, is a photograph of the Enola Gay. It's a famous photograph of the B-29 bomber that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. In August of 1945, and there's a picture of it here. Yeah, they got to ban that now from the Department of Defense website all related websites.
It got flagged.
Yeah, just because of the name of the plane.
And you got to know
Enola Gay.
You got to know that a lot of this is due to using AI in order to comb through all the files, all the names, and try to come up with something that relates somehow to DEI. Mm-hmm. And this is getting in the way. And this, by the way, I think is the reason why we've seen such a scattershot and chaos from Ilan and his crew of a band of young kids walking around with their backpacks and laptops trying to break into these buildings and closing them off. They're using AI in order to get rid of and fire public workers.
Federal workers, yes. Yeah.
So, and that's why it's so indiscriminate. That's why they keep asking people to come back. We fired you, and we shouldn't have.
And the way they're barging in and introducing themselves to the people at the front desk there. Do we have that clip standing by? Can we do that? One where the Doge kids are getting into it with the receptionist?
Yeah, that is 72.
Cut 72. Yep. Thank you.
All right, let's play that again. It's outrageous.
What? Do you have to work for about 15, 20 minutes this morning?
That's pretty snarky. And who are you?
Brad Schmidt, a.k.a. Face... Doge, you're not going to slip off for an early lunch break now, are you?
God forbid. And what is it?
God forbid is right. Because we're taxpayers. Well, we wanted to audit the computer systems. These two ladies here, they're stonewalling us. They've been trained to look out for us. They have. I think, honestly, one Asian kid with ChatGPT could do all your jobs, too. That's true.
An Asian kid with ChatGPT. Okay.
That's
all right.
That's your Doge kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not racist at all.
That's what's happening.
Okay, so that's the kind of thing that's going on. They're using AI to make all of these firings, to cut down these departments. They're not using any kind of common sense. They're not investigating things. They're not doing what they need to do as human beings. Mm-hmm. They're using, and this is what happens when you use AI. Right. At this early stage in the development of AI.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you're right. It's just letting loose on their systems and coming up with it doesn't have the intelligence that they think it has.
Exactly.
It's just,
So,
the Enola Gay thing is a perfect example of it.
So this is the argument against AI.
Yes.
All right.
Right. Okay, it's 18 past the hour. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Rocker will be in the studio taking a look at local Wisconsin music and telling us who's where and what's going on. Right here on 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
No more kings.
We're going to run things our way.
No more kings.
Nobody's going to tell us what to do.
Rocking and a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
a new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
What's new with the weather? What's new? What's with the temperature now? What's the high?
What's the low?
What a fancy, fancy jingle. WMDX 92.7. How can you beat that? You know, that's,
I know. It's great.
That makes radio what it is today.
That's
fantastic.
Right. And Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist, joins us this morning with a look at what's happening weather-wise today and for the weekend.
You're wearing the Sith top today. You know,
if
people are able
about?
To see...
on YouTube or on Facebook?
Doesn't it look a little Sithy?
You're asking the wrong person.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't seen the prequels since I was a little
doesn't
kid.
It?
What's that, Rocker?
Looks like Darth Maul.
Yeah, Darth Maul.
Darth
right.
Maul.
Darth Maul.
Okay. Well,
oh,
anyway.
That's
all
fantastic.
Right. Well, what's going on in the weather today?
Well, you guys are my action. You're looking at a little bit of snow moving in right now.
Oh,
nothing too crazy, but... probably a trace will come down. It'll flip to some rain and wash it all away. So no shoveling needed.
Yep.
But just a little bit of a nuisance out there this morning. That'll be gone by lunch, though. Afterwards,
good.
You'll see a little bit more sunshine start to peek out.
You know, this is the kind of snow that's showing up on the radar, but I'm not sure that it's really hitting the ground yet. It's very, very light flurry activity. And again, it's a little deceiving on radar. I haven't seen any flakes here yet.
That's why he got out of the weather, you know. He's tired of this deceptive weather forecast.
Doubting the machinery here.
Oh, God.
This is a really, really weak system, honestly. So nothing much is going to come from this, like you said, if at all.
All right.
But good-looking temperatures for the weekend, right?
After you get past today, it's only in the mid-30s today, but then you pop 10 degrees tomorrow to the mid-40s, ton of sunshine, and then Sunday, low 50s, feeling fantastic, and it gets even better from that. Monday, 60.
Oh my gosh, really?
How much?
60.
60 degrees.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. And yesterday I went to Woodman's and I bought brats. You said it was going to be warmer, and I went out and bought some brats, and I'm ready to go.
Which day are you going to choose? Are you going to do Sunday?
I think it's going to be Sunday. Yeah, I think Sunday.
That's a good choice.
Yep.
Are you inviting the neighbors over? You're going to have the boys there? The neighbors over?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Okay, great.
Everyone's going to smell the grill, and you will have people there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He doesn't like the neighbors.
Pellet, my pellet grill.
Yeah?
I just love those things.
Yeah? Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Brittany. Well, thank you very much. You have any plans for the weekend, by the way?
I am going to go cross-country skiing because we still have some snow up here. So before those warm temperatures make their way to me, I'm going to soak up the snow. And I'm also going to try to catch up on sleep because we spring ahead and lose an hour this weekend.
Oh, that's
so,
right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
That's
my plan.
Thank you.
I don't want to be crabby on Monday with you guys.
Well, okay, good. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's all nice to change it up every once in a while, Brittany.
I know. You never know.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Brittany.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That's WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
Okay. It is 7:24 here.
Yep. I want to get to. I want to get to this. It's cut 74. Do you have cut 74 at all?
Do we have time for that?
Yeah. This is. Yes, we do.
Okay.
This is Mark Elias. You know, he's big on voting, and this is what he had to report in regards to Trump taking over the post office.
The proposed order would take the USPS, which is currently an independent agency, and place it under the purview of the Commerce Department. Now, the Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, has expressed interest in privatizing the USPS, which would have devastating consequences for millions of Americans, not just in the voting arena, but across all facets of life. But let's focus on voting specifically, Mark. In what ways could a Trump-controlled USPS impact the delivery of mail-in ballots?
Yeah, so first of all, he could just ban it, right? He could say the Postal Service will no longer carry mail-in ballots. If it's a private entity, you know, private entities can set all kinds of rules. FedEx can make those rules. But even if it's under the Commerce Department, you know, Lutnick is just a Trump sycophant. And, you know, it's worth pointing out, Paige, you know, this board of governors, you know, Donald Trump made Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General, the head of this board, not exactly the most independent, actor you could imagine. And Joe Biden left them in place. Now, DeJoy has since resigned, but the president has a lot of authority already over this quasi-independent government entity. I should point out also this is an act of Congress, and so the president actually doesn't have the power to do what he's doing. But you ask why he's doing this, because he can, number one, ban it. Number two, he can slow it down. He can require bigger, more postage. He can, you know, he can prevent prepaid postage from being offered in vote by mail. He can limit the size of the envelopes. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that if his cronies are in charge of voting by mail, that will affect it. But perhaps the biggest thing he can do, Paige, is the Postal Service, rather than having essentially a motto and a campaign of "we serve everywhere and you should trust us with your most important packages and mail," he can deliver the opposite message. He can say, don't trust us with election mail. We do not guarantee your election mail will be delivered. We don't guarantee states that the ballots will go out. We don't guarantee that the ballots will come back. We don't say that voter registration materials will be prioritized. In fact, they'll be deprioritized. So it's not just voting by mail itself. It is literally the entire commerce of election season that goes on with the mail service.
And of course, you know, that affects all mail. Right?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
everywhere.
Yeah. Republicans wanted to get rid of all of these warehouses throughout the country, and they got rid of a lot of them. And now it's delayed rural mail by a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting their mail late now. And if we, of course, throw it in the court of the king, we probably won't have any mail, or it'll be a thing of the past. You know, we'll have fond memories of the Postal Service and their funny little trucks that make all the noise with their, you know, worn out muffler systems.
What was that guy's name again?
Mark Elias.
Okay, so he was right. This is one of the powers that is very clearly in Congress's wheelhouse. It is not in the president's wheelhouse. Yeah. He has no power over the post office. It's Congress's
responsibility. It's an independent agency, and it's independent for a reason, so no one can tamper with it.
Right.
And it's in the Constitution. And now They really don't care about the Constitution. It's not really an issue. Their new Constitution is Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
That's their Constitution.
Yeah, and they're not worried about these court challenges. They know they got all the judges all lined up to
they do.
Back them up.
They do, and they're so many judges are saying, well, no, you can't do this to that agency. You can't fire these people. You can't hold up funding. And then there's another judge that says, oh, yes, you can.
It goes back and forth.
Right.
Hey, coming up, we have the Midwest Farm Report, and then right after that, Rockers in the studio with the Max Inc. preview, looking at local music around Madison and around the state, right here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You know, a simple phrase like Parmesan or Havarti really can't describe the depth of flavors that judges experienced at the U.S. Champion Cheese event. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. That's right, the U.S. Champion Cheese event wrapped up yesterday afternoon at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay with the announcement of a cheese from Connecticut taking the top spot. Arethusa Farm Dairy in Bantam, Connecticut was the overall champion with their Arethusa Europa. But Wisconsin cheesemakers did very well also, capturing almost 50% of the top 20 champions. One winning cheesemaker was in Lake Country Dairy, Schumann Cheese at Turtle Lake. Mike Dudas is their director of procurement and describes their Parmesan that captured one of the top spots.
So, in this particular one, there were some... It started with some grassy notes and just a touch barney almost, but in a good way, that you could taste that coming through initially. And then the cheese typically gets a really deep caramel sweet note to it. Still distinctly Parmesan, and it rounds out a little bit nutty. So it's really nice.
Mike Dudas from Lake Country Dairy and Schumann Cheese in Turtle Lake describing one of their champions, their Parmesan. Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese brought home three of the top 20 champions positions. Klondike Cheese from Monroe had two top 20. Belgioso Cheese of Denmark, Henning Cheese of Kiel, and Carr Valley Cheese with their locations in Linden and Mauston also rounded out the top nine champions from Wisconsin.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
That's a look at food news on a Friday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 30s to low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 40s, close to 50 by Sunday. We're talking highs near 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Verlo mismatch sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Lazy Elf Lounge. March 15th through the 17th, get your fill of corned beef and cabbage with red potatoes, 350 shots of Jameson and Tully, $1 off pints of Guinness, and $3 pints of green Bud Light and Miller Lite. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day from the Lazy Elf Lounge.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, and that means our pal Terry Barr will be by with new music and fun conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
More cowbell.
WMDX 92.7. The John and Gordy in the Morning Show in Madison, Wisconsin, overlooking State Street. I guess there is light snow out there, but...
just a few very light flurries.
Yeah.
It's mostly up in the air, John, showing up on the radar.
John,
it's
do you need to get your glasses ground. Checked?
It's not...
No, I just wanted to get Gordy going.
Thanks.
And I did.
I can feel my blood pressure rising already. It's, this portion of the show brought to you by David J. Frank, celebrating their 65th anniversary. They have three locations, Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. What?
It's so easy to rile you. You know,
under my skin with this stuff, right?
All the things that did get under your skin as a meteorologist or a weatherman, you weren't a meteorologist.
It was a weathercaster.
Weathercaster.
When they used to call him that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it for 20 years. I did my time. Did the crime, did the time. Got out of there.
Really, really an
can I get back
angry former weatherman.
Okay. Let me start over. This portion of the show is being brought to us. Rocker's waiting. Rocker, thank you for being patient.
Oh, thanks. No problem.
Okay.
Take your time, man.
Okay. you seem rather laid back this morning.
Yeah, don't ask for that.
Okay. This portion of the show being brought to you by David J. Frank, celebrating their 65th anniversary, providing commercial and residential landscape management in southern Wisconsin for 65 years. They do it all kinds of landscaping. They've done Hilldale Shopping Center, the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery on the UW campus, also providing care for the grounds at the state capitol. And you can see more at their website, davidjfrank.com, davidjfrank.com. And we will have Amy Horak in on Monday from David J. Frank talking about what you should be doing for spring, you know, this time of year for your lawn and garden,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, well, I've
got need a lot of work.
I know.
You want to take a whole bag of grass seed and dump it in that one spot in your yard, right?
I'm going to do it.
Really? Just to see
because,
what happens?
You know, I live at Costco, and they have
bags. You live in one of the tents there that they set up.
Well, yes, it's spring. They've got the tents up. They've got the grills, you know, the heaters now. You know, and they're clearing those out. But they do have bags of grass seed, and I thought, oh, this is perfect. In fact, it has, you know, the mulch and everything included in it, so all I have to do is just toss it out there into the mud, and I'm sure I'm going to have the best looking lawn in the neighborhood.
Okay, well, get back to us on that. Okay,
that's when I leave Costco and just go to my other house.
Can we get on with the next portion of the show? Would that be okay with you?
Well, you got me on this thing, you know. I could talk about Costco.
You could go on and on. Okay.
Okay.
Rocker, how you doing, man? Yeah.
What's happening, Gordy?
It's good to see you.
Let me just say to you that I love the biggest skill of a weathercaster is their ability to point at things on a green screen behind them and be accurate.
Accurate.
Like they're actually pointing at the right thing they're talking about.
Yes.
I find it's like looking in the rearview mirror and trying to, you know.
Well, they have monitors all over the place, so it's not that hard, really. They make it seem hard. But
actually, he was one of the most inaccurate pointers that I
Okay.
It's on Wikipedia.
Okay. Yes.
It's on Wikipedia. Okay. We'll talk about this at the meeting afterwards, John. Thank you. Okay.
Max Inc. Radio is coming up this weekend, 6 p.m. to midnight, Saturday and Sunday. And this this weekend, we have Michael Grassman. He's from Soundcheck Entertainment out of Milwaukee. So we're going to be talking to him about the Battle of the Bands that's going to be happening between March 14th and April 18th out in Milwaukee. Sam Ness. You got
Elliot's nephew.
No.
There is a Wisconsin musician who has traveled the world, often playing on the streets as a busker. And on Max Inc. Radio this weekend, Sam Ness shares an interesting update on the business of street musicians, and he tells our Terry Bar where you can see him live later this month.
All right.
So, you know, let me just break in on Sam Ness for a second.
Yeah.
You know, because he's really exceptionally good.
Yes, he is.
And he, like you said, he's traveled the world and everything. You know who's a big promoter of Sam Ness?
Mm.
Jonathan W. Little.
Oh, no,
Earl,
really?
Earl Powell.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the radio world. Okay, back to you, Roger.
Okay.
Then there's Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts spinning Wisconsin Americana, country, bluegrass, folk, and both regional and national artists coming through Wisconsin. Mm. And that's what's going on in Max Inc. Tune in this weekend, 6 p.m. to midnight. And let's talk, you know, one of my favorite musicians that
mine
always
too.
Comes around.
Mine
right?
too.
Pat McCurdy.
I'm a groupie.
Yeah, a Pat head?
Yeah. Well, I'm a Pat head, and I was a Yipes groupie.
Oh, yeah.
As a radio announcer, I pushed them heavily on the air.
So. Oh,
Pat McCurdy is so funny.
The Men About Town,
yeah.
The Confidentials he's been in, and, you know, yeah, he's been touring solo for years and years now. And he's just so fun. It's good drinking music, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to be playing March 8th. Which is this Saturday at the Showboat Saloon up in Wisconsin Dells. But
great
you can
place.
Catch him here in Madison, and it's one of his only Madison shows for quite some time. So if you want to catch him March 13th at the Eastside Club over on Monona Drive, catch all the Pat heads there. I'm sure there will be a ton. And so I thought I'd bring it. You know, you can never hear this song enough times, and maybe sometime we should play the whole song.
That would be great.
But I have a clip. It's off Pat in Person Volume 2 Live. This is what you can expect from Pat McCurdy. This is I Like Everything.
I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything.
Hold on.
Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed, not here. 'Cause I like milk, I love cookies. Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs, and hearts, I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything.
Well, he's embarrassing the audience. You could tell they were all embarrassed.
He's just amazing.
It gets better, too. That song keeps going.
How does he do it? You know, he's so clever. He's got so many clever songs and catchy tunes. It's just an amazing thing, isn't it?
He's a storyteller.
Yeah.
He's a comedian. He's a musician. He really kind of encompasses everything. And I think that it's amazing that he kind of garners this crowd, this really loyal crowd.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of a solo, me and my acoustic guitar, and just, you know, sing and play.
And he works the crowd, you know. I mean, he's got it going.
Yeah. He's got a song, Every Day is Christmas and Every Night is New Year's Eve. I mean, it's great. It's a great line.
Funny stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. He's great. Look him up online. Follow Pat McCurdy. Mm-hmm. Paige Kleber, we talked about her before. Paige is a young singer-songwriter whose original songs reflect pop and country influence and talent behind her years. She's 11 years old. If you've been following her online, we've seen her performing the national anthem at the Bucks games, mm-hmm. at the Kohl Center, and Friday, March 7th, that's tonight, at the Seminole Tap in Fitchburg, Paige Kleber, Kathy Couture, and Lauren Kelly, who's having her album release and her birthday party, will be at the Seminole Tap in Fitchburg. So this is 11-year-old Paige Kleber from her brand new album, Blinded. This song is called These Days.
But these days I can't help
Catchy song, nice voice.
Yeah, for an 11-year-old, unbelievably great.
She writes all of her own music.
Yeah.
And, of course, that was Beth Keeley on guitar, and then Jenna Jonas on drums, and recorded at Beth's home studio. Mm-hmm. So she's, you know, really coming along. I think at 11, we're going to see some great things out of her in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Let's move on. VO5. We are talking about a St. Patrick's Eve disco party. That's going to be happening Saturday, March 15th at the Crystal Corner on Willie Street. It's 8:30 to midnight. Mm-hmm. They say, come all ye disco leprechauns on the eve of St. Patrick's Day. Bring your dancing shoes in green and gold, or wear togas because you wear the Ides of March, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, it's either green and gold, leprechauns, or togas. VO5, this is Love Hangover.
Nice version of Diana Ross's song, Love Hangover.
Love Hangover, VO5.
I like that.
That's going to be fun. Crystal Corner.
They're such a great band.
Gordy, did I see a yawn escape you? Is disco not your groove?
Not particularly into disco much.
Do you ever go to the discos?
Oh, back in the late 70s. Yeah, up at the Dells, there was the Delview Disco there in the Delview Country Club or the golf club.
There doing your John Travolta.
Oh, come on. You were out there, too.
I know.
Come on. We all had bell-bottom pants and polyester shirts and chains and everything.
There was no dating apps back right then, right?
Right.
You know? Exactly.
Go to the disco. Yeah. Get those platform shoes.
What a frustrating time for all of us.
Yeah. How about you, Rocker? Were you a disco fan back in the day?
I'll tell you, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, right?
Okay.
But my mom worked at a rock and roll venue all through the 70s. So, and it was in a bowling alley, and it was separate, but I mean, it was a real rock venue, and I mean, Cheap Trick played there, Boston had played there, out in Waukesha. Oh,
okay.
And, you know, so it was a big stopover for a lot of the big bands, and so I kind of grew up backstage with all these bands, like during the day, while they're setting up, and, you know, that's you wonder how I became a rocker, right?
Didn't have time for all of the pre-recorded music that they play at disco.
I didn't like disco back then. I think I appreciate it a lot more now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Than I ever did back then. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
We were captive in those days. in those dance halls.
Okay. Okay. What do we got here?
We got time for one more?
I think so.
Right. Dogtown Hollow. We've talked about them before. And Saturday, March 8th, that's tomorrow night at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's right off the Capitol Square. Mm-hmm. They're going to do two sets. This is an early show, 4 to 6 p.m. And they're roots rock, Americana, country funk, blues folk, vocal harmonies, in the pocket rhythms. They got it all. They're a great band. Let's listen to some Dogtown Hollow. This is Last Best Ride from their Rivers, Roads, and Bridges EP. Just came out.
Through the driftless hills of home, Rip River Valley, and the Valley of the Rolling Stone, up and over the ridges, down and up and up and
it's
down.
It's Dogtown Hollow at WMDX. We will continue with Rocker with the Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy on WMDX in just a moment.
anything, it was anything but bad. It was the last best ride that Harley.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. We're here with Rocker playing Wisconsin Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm. And before we get on with that, we will tell you this portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The mismatch sale is ongoing. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo. Long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, west side and east side. Just go to verlo.com for more information. Okay, back with Rocker here with the Maxine preview. I want to mention an event that's coming up March 22nd, Rocker. This is up in Baraboo at the Konamichi Bar, the wine bar up there. And they have music every weekend there. A lot of Madison groups, but also Baraboo Dells band. And then they have a big event coming up on March 22nd. That's Saturday. Emmy Castro and her band. They're a Peruvian band, a Peruvian Creole band.
Wow.
It sounds very exotic. I don't know exactly how that might sound, but it sounds interesting.
I want to look that up.
Yeah. And I've been talking to Nellie Schmitz up there at Konamichi in Baraboo. I've played there a few times, actually, in the last few years, occasionally. With my acoustic solo act.
Oh, yes, that's right. He had that act up there.
I think I'll be appearing there sometime this spring.
John's so excited.
I know.
See, the monkey died, and then he stopped playing for a while. I don't know.
Okay. Again, I'm going to give you the special John and Gordy signal here.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, we're going to try to line up somebody from the band there and talk to Rocker after the show here.
Perfect. You go from Springfield Corners, the Testicle Festival.
Tomorrow.
Up to
Konamichi.
Konamichi.
Yeah. Okay. Rocker, back to you.
Well, let's do a little breaking news.
Yes, please.
The Up North Bar is managed by a guy named John Hardy, and his wife is Mama T from the People Brothers band, right? And they have live music there all the time.
Yes,
well,
they do.
I have just gotten news that they are starting a new kind of club. It's called the Green Room. And so it's going to kind of be backstagey for people who are going to out to shows over on the Atwood neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's in the old location of the One Barrel and Wedge, corner of Winnebago and Atwood. So we're going to see some more rock and roll people take over a new business there. I hope they're successful.
Excellent.
And that brings me to the People Brothers Band, Rhythm Soul Music since 2008, actually. They've been around for a while. The People Brothers is united by their shared vision of uplifting friends and fans through music. March 13th and 14th, they're at the Burr Oak on Winnebago. It was originally March 13th, but I think that show sold out, so they added a second show. So if you want to go see it, you better aim for the 14th of March. People Brothers Band at the Burr Oak. And this is a song from their latest album, Sisters and Brothers, from 2023. This is called Songbird. This is the People Brothers Band.
We sat by the fire. Yeah, you stayed near me all night. You asked me to keep on playing. I just said, all right. Well, a song to me is a song to you. It fell on us like that morning dew for the songbird.
That's cool. That is extremely smooth.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. Is something that they wrote themselves?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've got three albums out now.
Yeah.
At least. we play them a lot. They're just people a great band. They have a lot of great songs.
And what a great venue, the Burr Oak. Man.
Oh,
what
a
terrific atmosphere there. And
very intimate. Just, I mean, when you go see a Burr Oak show, you're right there with the band.
And great sound and light. I mean, it's just really a perfect place.
In other words, there's very little room in there. You're right there with the band.
There's plenty
of
room.
Mulling around in the back.
You've never been in there. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay. All right. You're right.
It's set up like a cabaret. I mean, it's kind of it's got a very nightclub feel. You know, the little tables.
Oh, okay.
And it's very great. It's really, you know, just cool.
All right.
Rocker, continue, please.
Don't just ignore it.
Catherine's going to the Burr Oak for the kazoo karaoke.
That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock with Beth Killey.
That's
actually
right.
Is running that thing. Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Madtown Manish Boys, award-winning, body-shaking blues, steeped in Chicago blues. The band members bought the Red Rooster. They're going to run that club. Sunday, March 9th, they'll be playing at the Red Rooster. And then March 15th, they're at the North Street Cabaret over in the Eakin Park neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to a little Madtown Manish Boys. This is Old Dog. Mm.
Going to wrap things up, Rocker. Have a great Max Inc. weekend, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
All begins tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. to midnight. And I guess we're going to post now all the shows that we talked about in the songs.
Excellent.
All right. Excellent.
Very good. Stephanie Miller's coming up next, followed by, of course, Gene Mattinair, Todd Alba, the big lineup, Maggie, Dom, and Pete. It's all coming your way. John, have a great weekend.
Well,
regardless of what went on today.
Yes.
I wish you the best.
No matter how you packaged it, I wish you a happy, happy weekend.
So long, everybody. Talk to you Monday.
Happy.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Brady Ewing will be here, former fullback for Wisconsin football, to talk mental health in athletes and also the relationship with on-air announcers like Bill Rafferty of CBS. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump standing by his decision to temporarily reverse the tariffs put in place just a few days ago, even though Canada and China say they will keep reciprocal tariffs in place for now. The Trump administration trying to refocus its efforts to slim down the federal workforce. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has that.
As Trump works to downsize the federal government, he's taking steps to restrain Elon Musk after cabinet members voiced concern about mass firings. Trump now emphasizing it's cabinet members who will decide which workers stay employed, not Musk. Trump now vowing to cut the federal workforce with a scalpel rather than a hatchet.
Setback for SpaceX after last night's Starship rocket launch ended in an explosion that could be seen as far away as the Caribbean. An unexploded bomb from World War II found not far from the busy Gare du Nord train station in Paris. Minesweepers were sent to the site, but a nearby road was shut down. Eurostar service is also suspended. This is ABC News.